All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Same time of the week where we talk about Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. We combine it because we replay this particular segment on Saturdays during Drive Radio as well, and that is our new car review segment. Richard, and what have you driven lately?
Yeah, Dad, so drove a really fun car lately, and or I guess I should say a fun SUV, and that is the 2025 Lexus LX, and this was the 700H variety of it. And basically, folks, what that is that this is, you know, we talked about the, well, kind of we talked about the sister of this vehicle a while, which is the outgoing Land Cruiser. This is sort of the, I guess, Lexus replacement version of it, right? Of kind of the original Land Cruiser that we talked about, of, you know, that sort of became a fan favorite for all the things that it was. So they've now introduced a hybrid powertrain, which all they've really done, Dad, is they basically added the, you know, a little bit of a battery pack and the electric system, really to help out with some performance aspects of it, because it's still got the same V6 engine that's kind of on the non-hybrid models, but a really enjoyable car, or I should say an SUV in that sense. And I will say the hybrid piece of it is something I would highly consider, because it does, especially at our altitude, Dad, whether you're going off-roading or not, it gives you the capability, and it just kind of gives you a little bit added performance, right? A little bit more pep in your step, especially up here at our altitude, again, whether you're in the mountains or just up here, you know, in a mile above sea level. With that said, Dad, this is the Overtrail model, which is a little bit more tuned for off-roads, got bigger tires on it, front and rear locking differentials, like I said, 33-inch all-terrain tires on it, those sorts of things, which is nice. It's got leather-trimmed, heated and ventilated front seats with massaging functions. It's the front seats, heated and ventilated second-row seats. It's got illumination, some power outlets, the 10-speed automatic transmission, all sorts of things, folks. This is, Dad, the I guess one of the better luxury off-roaders on the market today. Now, it did say that there is a third row in this vehicle, and I guess I may have missed that in this Overtrail model, so I apologize. And so Lexus, if it was there, it is. And nope, actually, I take that back. This one was equipped, Dad, with just a five-passenger model, gotcha. But you can get this with a seven-passenger with the folding third row, so I want to make sure I clarify that. The one that we had was just a five-passenger. Was able to fit two kids in the second row, and they had ample room, although this is shorter than some of the competitors on the market, Dad, and while you have quite a bit of room behind the second row seats, I'll be honest, I was a little bit underwhelmed by the room in the second row. It just wasn't quite as roomy, again, as some of the competitors and some of the vehicles that we've driven and actually, in fact, own. Definitely roomier second rows out there. However, in terms of bringing together, Dad, luxury as far as on-road as well as off-road capability, I'm not sure you can necessarily get a better combination. You might get similar, but you would have to be the judge. And what I mean by that, folks, is it's got all of the different functionality and capability you want. It's got two touch screens. You can kind of change all the different aspects of the suspension and the, you know, the high speed, low speed, those sorts of things. I encourage folks to look at the pictures, because it's kind of hard to describe what I'm talking about, Dad. Obviously, it's got the Intune system that they become more and more synonymous with. The only downside to this vehicle, Dad, I will say, and you and I kind of talked about this, Lexus, you guys are fantastic, and your safety is second to none. However, I would love to have the ability, and yes, some people are going to yell at me for this, to change or adjust the driver assistance, and Dad, I know you'll say it.
Oh, it's a nanny car.
The nanny systems.
The nanny car.
Yeah. It is so frustrating, and folks, again, and this, you may or may not matter this, the way I drive, I kind of sit more towards the middle of the car rather than upright, and I'm not even looking at my phone or anything, but it feels like if you look away,
it's on you
for a
all
half
the time.
Second, Dad.
Yeah.
And it's yelling at you, and like, it's really, and now don't get me wrong.
I always say it's barking at you.
It is barking at you. I will say this. I think for team drivers and stuff, and I know a lot of these cars are now having the ability to kind of add different profiles and you know, kind of set it up for your teen driver, your kids, whatever it might be. And granted, this is a really expensive car to let your teens drive.
Right.
However, depending on what you decide to do, I think it's a great functionality, a great tool for those things. But for me as an everyday, I want to be able to turn the bloody thing off, and I could not figure out how to do it. And so some of you are going to say, Richard, well, that is a very silly thing. You know what? You're probably right. It probably is a silly thing to be worried about. It was just something that was a preference to me. Outside of that, Dad, though, I really enjoyed this car. Some of your listeners are going to say, okay, how much is this, Richard? As it was tested, Dad, $116,760. And I know some of you maybe just fell out of your chair.
That's what you're going to pay for an Escalade or a full-end Denali or things along those lines. So it's right in line with its competition.
Exactly. For some of the other, you know, European counterparts, right? That's exactly, you're actually going to pay a little bit more,
right,
probably for some of those options there. And again, this is in that class, Dad, of, I just don't know if there's a better, your kind of off-road capable vehicle that gives you that functionality to combine it with the on-road. And I will say this vehicle was quiet. It didn't necessarily feel, you know, you didn't feel every bump in the road, those sorts of things. Fuel economy, 19 and 22, Dad. So even though it is a hybrid, don't get confused. You're not buying this car to buy it for
mileage,
economy purposes.
But you know, hey, really quick though, just to stop there, compared to what it used to do, that's a huge improvement.
It is a huge improvement, yeah, because it was down in the, I think, 14 to 16 range, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And like you said, Dad, and for up here in our altitude, Dad, whether you're going off-roading or not, that it was really, it was just nice to have that extra little bit, an extra torque, instantaneous torque, because we don't necessarily need the top speed, right? I'm not worried about 0 to 60, but when I'm getting out in traffic, I want to be able to do so without fear of having to turn the flashers on or I'm going to get run over by, you know, whoever it is coming down the road. So absolutely, I would encourage folks to check this out, Dad. And again, some of you are going to say, why would that? Well, you know, again, Dad, we always talk about this. These reviews aren't necessarily for just new vehicles, right? Because these go up on the website and they're able to be viewed later on. And so when this vehicle becomes several years old, mind you, I think it's going to hold its value really, really well. It may be in that price range that you're able to afford. And I would highly encourage folks to check it out. I think it's something they'll be truly impressed with. But as we always say, get your friends and your family in it, because what we like, you may like, and what we like, you may not like,
good
or whatever
point
it might be. So when you
good
do
point
that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.